unanimously. Next item on the agenda is whoever repeat offender criminalized. He hadn't done his punishment by sitting here all day.
Mr. Joseph Keith Forrest.
Mr. Forrest, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God. What do you have, Colonel?
Mr. Forrest is here for a repeat offender under the CRAB regulation. Since June 1 of 2008, Mr. Forrest has been summoned for 4 CRAB violations and convicted in court of all 4.
Were the violations, and were they on 4 separate days, or what?
They were 2 separate days, and let's see, on 7/02, Mr. Forrest was charged with failure to use crab pots with 4 unobstructed coal rings of size and location within a pot. On, 7/02, he was charged with failure to have proper identification on multiple fishing crab pots. On 7/16, he was charged with fish crab pots without required coal rings. And on 7/16, he was charged with improper identification on crab pots. So 2 separate days, he was charged with 2 offenses on each day.
Mr. Forrest, let me ask you first. Do you understand the regulations?
Yes, sir, I do.
You do?
I do now.
You do now. Mm-hmm. What caused you to commit these violations?
I've had health problems in my Apple motor phone. Some of them have caused me not being able to work since May. And I ain't able to get my rig up out of the water, and they cite me again 2 more times since then. And I'm trying to get my rig up and doing the best I can to get it up.
You've got 2 more pending violations?
Yes, sir. They gave it to me yesterday.
How does your rig being broken down, I'm trying to understand that the connection between your rig being broken down and you committing these violations over and over again?
Well, these are new violations that took place in May, the end of May that y'all put forth. And I took sick in the middle of May, and my motor blew up when I went to go pick them up, and I didn't
So what you're saying is you didn't understand the regulation, you put over illegal crab pots.
They were legal when they were over. I never had fishing since May. Never.
Okay.
I've been sick, I've been in the bed, my motor's been blown up, I've been trying to get back into the water business to get them back up, and they cited me 2 more times yesterday.
Who's the lady with you?
That's my parents.
Raise your right hand. As long as we're testimony you're about to give, be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, self you God. Can you tell me the story, corroborate the story?
His boat broke down. He put in his gear when the season started.
Okay.
And the boat motor blew up, and he hasn't been able to get back out, number one, to get the pots up.
Okay.
He doesn't have a boat motor on there working, so he can't get out to get the pots.
And so what's wrong with what?
Bad.
The pots. What is wrong with the pots that he...
They had 2 call rings in them. Then they changed the law.
That's
and the
correct.
New law took an effect.
In other words, he has not been able to get out there since the time changed.
Exactly. And then they've served him 2 more warrants last Friday in the store I worked at. They came in and plopped him down on the counter.
I'm trying to give him, but I don't need anything aggravating.
There's 2 more coming that hasn't been heard. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to think he's another repeat offender when they're steadily writing the tickets here.
Mr. Holland.
Have you been fishing the pots?
Yes, sir.
The pots are just overboard. You haven't gotten any crabs out of the pots at all?
None.
Yes, sir.
Not
I
once have they been fished.
Which can be worse, actually.
Well, I gave my friend the permission to dump the bait out and dump the crabs out. And
open them up?
Yeah. And I've been trying to get my money together, get out for a motor to get them up. I've been trying to get people to help me get them up, and it seems like everybody's working.
Tell me about you. If you don't mind, you've been sick in bed? Let me ask you a question. What's your action plan to make to get this straightened out so it doesn't happen again?
Out of the water and having property legal.
That's but the time of the year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't want nothing.
You realize you're in jeopardy of losing your crabbing license for next year?
Yes, sir.
And that would kill him if that happened. I'll be honest. It's been his livelihood his whole life. I got pictures in my pocketbook now when he's a little boy working on the water with his bottom.
Well, the problem I'm confronted with. is that we're trying to preserve and protect this crab resource, and we get, have people get multiple if we don't do something.
If he had a motor working, it wouldn't have been done like that. I make crab pots with him. He's taught me how to make them. He's very proud of being a waterhead.
Colonel, what's his record prior to this year?
He has no record that I could find prior to this year.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Bowden.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
I think there's some unique circumstances, but also it really upsets me that you couldn't get anyone else to bring them in for you. Even if they brought in two a day or something.
Can I say something to that?
No, ma'am, not right now.
So, I think we'll probably be willing to work with you because you had no prior record, but you've got to get those pots out of the water. I don't care if they're open or not. It's still a clear violation of Virginia law. So, you know, I moved it. We put you on probation. But I'm also going to tell you this. We don't want to see you again.
Let's start.
Well, we understand these two other violations. We do already understand that part. That's was very good for you to bring that fact up. And basically, it's just a continuation of the first violation that occurred back in June or July. And it's just been continuing all this. But find someone, even if you have to get a little rental boat with 8 horsepower in, get these crab pots out of the water. And, you know, I'll move, we put you on probation, but we don't need to see you here again.
How long a probation and when does it start?
It's going to have to start the first of the season because crab pot season basically is over now.
For how long?
And you'll soon be in violation of another rule, December the 1st, the crab pots have to be out of the water. So you want to consider that also. And I'd like to see you put on a year of probation starting
the next season.
March 17th, when the new season
comes. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I would just ask if that wouldn't be better amended to begin the probation to begin December 1, so that if the pots are not out of the water by December 1, well, I'm sorry, December 1 is, okay. I think we ought to give him about 30 days to get the pots out of the water. I mean, he's going to be in violation of that.
Yeah.
He's going to be in violation December 1.
Yeah, he's got 6 days.
You got 6 days.
Yeah, I mean,
well, I think you start the probation then December 1. And if you don't have the pots out of the water, he's...
The weather's supposed to be very bad for the next few days. So, yes. And then he's not allowed to do it on Sundays. So
he's going to be in violation.
And he can't do it after 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock.
What's your motion, Mr. Bowden?
My motion is to put him on probation starting March 17th with the new season. And certainly it's expressed a concern that we do not need to see him back here.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion?
I just want to know how many pots he's got in the water.
Too many. How many you got?
One is too many.
How many?
I have 300 pot lights. But that's not how many in the water.
Well, let me put it to you this way. You need to get them up.
Yes, sir.
Or you're going to be back here.
Yes, sir.
All right? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed, motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Meeting adjourned.
To the...